The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently 4 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Gabriel Gheorghe.
And I'm Samuel Kyle.
And here are your headlines. Prime Minister Carney avoids commenting on Quebec sovereignty. A woman dies after getting hit by a train in Montreal, and a group of four astronauts are going to space today.
Quebec's chief coroner has ordered an inquiry into the deaths of five people experiencing homelessness since September 2025. They ranged in age from 30 to 71 years old. The inquiry will examine the causes of death and propose solutions to prevent similar deaths. Coroner Stéphanie Gamache will oversee the inquiry, which may investigate other deaths if needed. Details and hearing dates will be released later.
Prime Minister Mark Carney refused to answer whether a 50% plus one vote would be sufficient to recognize Quebec as a sovereign country. He dodged a straight answer twice at a press conference in Outaouais yesterday morning. Connor Rooney has more.
Quebec's sovereignty will be a key issue in the upcoming provincial election in October. The Parti Québécois have led in the polls for the past 2 years and have promised a referendum if they get into power. Prime Minister Mark Carney had this to say about a majority vote for Quebec's separation.
Nous vivons dans une démocratie et avant, la première réponse claire sera dans l'élection du Québec en novembre.
Several former prime ministers have definitively said a 50% plus one majority would not be enough to recognize a sovereign Quebec. Former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien even passed the Clarity Act that would require a clear answer on a clear referendum before negotiations could be considered. Lawrence Hennessy was a member of Rally Canada during the first referendum in 1980, opposing Quebec's independence. Here's what he had to say.
He doesn't have to give it. Why deal with it? I would say let's wait and see. Let's see what I'm presented with, and I'll let you know. There's no positive for him in responding right away, I guess. But, I mean, he's got that Clarity Act.
Hennessy believes the only reason the 1995 referendum was so close was because the question on the ballot was confusing. He is not at all concerned with Quebec's sovereignty at this time. Connor Rooney, Concordia News.
People are calling for a pedestrian crossing after a 26-year-old woman was hit by a train in Mile End. It happened near Van Horn Avenue and St. Laurent Boulevard yesterday morning. Police don't know why she was on the tracks, but people have been known to cross through holes in the fences. This is not the first death in the area. In 2022, a 31-year-old woman died on the same tracks as she was trying to take a shortcut. Montreal police are investigating after an 18-year-old woman was strangled to death in Villeray-Saint-Michel Park Extension. They arrested a 20-year-old suspect yesterday morning and believe it is a case of domestic violence. This is the sixth homicide in Montreal since the start of the year and the eighth suspected femicide in the province.
A group of four astronauts is expected to blast off for space today on board the Artemis II. Emilio Kent is following the story and joins us with more. Emilio, why is this important for Canadians?
Well, Samuel, for the first time ever, a Canadian astronaut will be heading to the moon. Jeremy Hansen, who was born in Calgary, will be part of the crew going to space for the next 10 days.
How is this different from other times humans have gone to space?
Well, the Artemis missions are different from other missions because this time, the goal is different. Artemis II is expecting to go farther than any other rockets with people on board ever have.
So where and why are they going?
They're going to the moon, but not landing on it. The rocket is meant to spiral around it and come back to Earth. As we know, this is not the first time that humans have gone to the moon. They last landed on it 53 years ago. So this time NASA's team has decided to focus more on testing newer technology to go even farther, with the goal of exploring the moon and eventually going to Mars.
Are we going to be able to see the rocket depart?
Yeah, many media outlets will be streaming the whole thing. The rocket will be departing from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, and NASA will be streaming 2 hours before the departure, which is expected to be at 6:24 p.m. Samuel?
A former Concordia student opening a new cafe is asking customers to log off completely. No screens, no scrolling, just coffee and conversation. Maggie Gordon has more.
Offline is a new screen-free cafe opening in 2 days on St. Denis. The owner, Emily Rigo, says the idea came to her out of frustration watching real conversations being replaced by phones.
I wanted to create a place where people could actually engage with their friends and have real conversations and no longer be glued to their screens, not looking up or chatting.
Rigo isn't the only one feeling the impact of devices. Mezi Abded is a manager at the Loyola Campus Hive Cafe. They say we're at a time where conversation and socializing needs to be prioritized.
Having a place dedicated to like vibing and maybe like interacting with people is net positive for society at this point.
Rigo says people laugh at the idea of a no-screen policy, calling it a Gen Z problem. But she says it's beyond that.
People joke that it's a very Gen Z problem specifically, but I notice it with my friends as well. This is a problem that everyone is facing right now.
As more Montrealers are looking for ways to unplug and unwind, Cafe Offline is testing whether putting our phones down might help people connect. I'm Maggie Gordon with Concordia News.
Canada's first opponent for the upcoming FIFA World Cup is set, but the result is not one fans were expecting. Anthony Maruca is following the story and joins us now with more. Anthony, talk to us about the implications of this match.
Well, Sam, Canada now faces a less challenging path out of the group stage, as Bosnia and Herzegovina upset Italy yesterday on its home soil. Prior to the result of the game, 12th-ranked Italy was considered a much more formidable opponent than 69th-ranked Bosnia. The teams were tied 1-1 in the World Cup qualifier after full time, but after beating Italy 4-1 in penalty kicks, Bosnia now advances to become Canada's first opponent in June. The countdown to kickoff is now on, but most fans who haven't secured their tickets prior to resale markets will have to settle for their television.
Why is that? Are tickets still accessible even with the event being 2 months out?
Well, Sam, according to the Associated Press, fewer than 400 tickets remain available on StubHub Canada for the June 12th match at BMO Field, temporarily being rebranded as Toronto Stadium for the tournament. The lowest listed price for attending the event is currently listed at just over $1,900. The highest, a staggering $130,000. With FIFA's official resale marketplace closed since February 22nd and not reopening until Thursday, secondary ticket platforms are currently the only option for fans still looking to secure a seat. With groups now finalized, Canada will compete against 19th-ranked Switzerland and 55th-ranked Qatar alongside Bosnia in Group B. Sam?
Thanks, Anthony. Officers released new details on the March 27th car crash involving golfer Tiger Woods. He'd swerved to pass a pickup truck and clipped its bumper, causing his car to flip. Woods said he had looked down at his phone before the crash, causing him to lose focus. The arrest affidavit described Woods as lethargic, with bloodshot eyes and a limp while walking. Officers also found hydrocodone pills in his pocket, which Woods claimed he used as a result of his 7 back surgeries. A breathalyzer found that Woods was not impaired while driving. Looking ahead to the next week, we'll see light to heavy rain with fluctuating temperatures and a high of 18 degrees. That's your news to 11:45. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Samuel Kyle.
And I'm Gabriel Gheorghe.